Thank you. So how does a person move forward without just tolerating that difference in another person so that they don't feel that pain of having to put up with something that they're not wanting there to get what they do want?
The pain or the negative emotion comes forth only because of your attention to something. And so you simply withdraw your attention from that which you do not like by putting it upon something that you do like, and your tension or pain will go away.
But how does a person learn to allow those things that are uncomfortable to them, even though it's occurring over in the other person's life?
You learn it by doing it. In other words, in time, you will come to understand that no matter how much of your attention you give to something, it does not make it go away, but it makes it greater. By law of attraction, the thought that you add to it not only enhances through your power of influence the negativity in the other one's life, but very often brings it into your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you will look around you and continually make the correlation between what you are thinking and speaking and what you are getting,
mm-hmm.
then you will come to understand that you must not think or speak of what you do not want, for it is your way of inviting it into your experience.
Right.
You will also come to see that when you give thought to what you want, you will feel good. When you give thought to what you do not want, you will feel bad. And so you have a choice to make. If you feel bad, you must remove your thought from whatever you thought which brought forth that bad feeling.
You speak often of the law of allowing. How would that relate to this subject matter?
It is what you are here wanting most to understand. In other words, until you understand how it is that thoughts are attracted to one another that are similar, and that people are attracted to one another who are giving thought to similar things, you will have no control of your life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Until you understand law of attraction, you will not understand how the law of deliberate creating works. And until you understand how the law of deliberate creating works, you will not be able to understand the great law of allowing. That law says, I am that which I am, while I am willing to allow all others to be that which they choose to be. And not in a tolerant sense. In other words, if I see someone doing something that I do not like, but I allow them to do it, in other words, I do not restrain them, I do not make them stop, I do not control them, but I still feel the negative emotion from seeing them do it, then I am still miscreating.
Mm-hmm.
I must reach the state where I am willing to allow them without feeling the negative emotion. And that will only come when I come to understand that my place is not to get the others to do what I want them to do. My place is to decide what I want, and by law of attraction and law of deliberate creating, to get it. The mistake that most of you make is that you think that you are here to make this world into one place. The big argument is, what kind of place should it be?
Mm-hmm.
You have as many different worlds here as you do perspectives of it. And your work here is not to get them all to be or do or think or have as you do. Your work here is to decide what you want and by the laws to attract it to you, while you allow the others to get what they want by the same law.